active people, mm-hmm. like people from the St. Francisville area or Mississippi, or I don't know, we seem to pick up the better people from these other areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they all come in here with trades and...
Because of the factories that are the oil plants that are around here?
No, that's not it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the people who come here from these other areas are people who are capable of, you know, of supporting themselves. In other words, I think we pick up carpenters. Mm-hmm. We'll pick up painters. Whatever. It seems like most of the people who move in this area are people who are self-supporting, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens. What I'm trying to say, I think that also happens to a town like Zachary. I think what happened, why Zachary in the last, say, 4 to 6 years hasn't progressed any more than it has, is because we lose all our productive youth people too, you know what I mean? People who leave here are people who are capable of going somewhere else, making a living. I'm saying, you know, you're able-bodied people. Seem to leave, and that leaves you with what? The young ones and the old ones? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing that happens to the town of Zachary, that we pick up people out of other areas who are capable, and the people who are left there are people who can't leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, that, like I said, this is my opinion of it. Mm-hmm. But I find that most of the people who have moved here, say in the last 10 years, are people who build nice homes, you know, and are self-supporting, you know, and they seem to come here and make us look bad, you know, because they are active and... Mm-hmm. Now, this is just a thing that you could really see it for yourself. They are some of our best carpenters of people who came in the last, say, 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. Our electrician, only black licensed electrician in Zachary now is a man who moved from St. Francisville or some area, you know? Mm-hmm. And they seem to come here and you know, do things. Mm-hmm. So I would say that, but I would imagine where he came from, I mean, they got people who would like to leave who couldn't leave, you know? I don't know. I mean, I guess it would take a specialist to figure a lot of these things out, but these are the things that I see, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where else have you lived besides Port Hudson? You said you lived
lived in Baton Rouge for about 4 years. I lived there when I was attending school at Southern mm-hmm. High. And I...
How long have you been back in Zachary?
I've been back here about, let's see. I came here and I moved back here in 62. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe, 62, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you done much traveling?
Not very much. Just Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, not very far, you know, mm-hmm. and mostly I was on business, you know, working for the company, mm-hmm. but I've had a lot of opportunities to travel, but I've just been satisfied to the point that I don't know, I can travel in a book, I can pick up a book and mm-hmm. travel. And I can talk to I seem to get satisfaction from talking to a person from some other area, and it just seemed like I can travel.